What is the relationship between swabhava and conditionings? Yes, at one level, the swabhava is also a conditioning. Our nature is also a conditioning. The soul is not a brahmana or a kshatriya or a vaishya or a shudra. The soul is a purely servant of Krishna. At the same time, there is within the conditioning, within the conditioning, there are certain aspects of the conditioning that are favorable to bhakti, certain aspects of the conditioning that are neutral to bhakti, and certain aspects of the conditioning that are unfavorable to bhakti. So, in the process of bhakti, those aspects which are favorable, we channel them. Those aspects which are unfavorable, we purify them. We try to remove them gradually. And those which are neutral, we deal with as appropriate. So, generally when we use the word swabhava, that refers to the innate nature, which to a large extent is unchangeable. And that usually, as I said, lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, illusion, they are a part of the swabhava, they are part of the conditioning, which are anti-devotional, and they are changeable. Whereas the Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, this is the part of the condition, this is also part of the conditioning. But this is the part of the swabhava which is not unfavorable. It is favorable, and we have to find out how best to engage it favorably in our practice of bhakti and in the course of our life. Does it answer your question? Thank you. Yes, please.